The Arizona Science Center is welcoming a new leader. Guy Labine is taking over as president and CEO after leading Science North in Ontario, Canada for about a decade. Labine says he's known about the Arizona Science Center for a number of years and was attracted to this job because of its reputation. I spoke with him recently and asked, since he has some familiarity with the Arizona Science Center, what he thinks are some of its strengths and weaknesses.
Well, maybe, you know, at a higher level, I know that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of investment in population growth in the state, in Arizona and in the Phoenix area, which is really positive. Significant amount of growth means more people moving to the community, and that creates, obviously, I think, a greater interest in the role that the Science Center can play in society. The second is in its positioning in the Science Center world, both nationally and internationally. The Arizona Science Center has a great reputation. And at the same time, I bring a particular strength and expertise in having taken a Science Center in my community beyond the boundaries of the community to the entire region, which is about the size of the state. Connecting it with other partner attractions, with other science centers, museums, First Nation communities, Indigenous populations, to really make it more impactful, play a stronger role in the community, and be able to leverage the expertise and strength to benefit a broader population.
So do you think then that there are opportunities to maybe do that kind of thing here, either partnering with organizations in different parts of Arizona, or maybe, I don't know, opening like a satellite museum or something in parts of the state that are not Phoenix?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's all going to be an important part of the initial work that I do. I'm a fan and I subscribe to collaborations and partnerships that are, you know, reciprocal, that really identify strengths that organizations have and how we can maximize our work together. So I think that's a fundamental of where I see the organization going.
So as science is playing more and more of a role in our day-to-day lives, seemingly, I'm wondering how you think a museum and a place like the Arizona Science Center can maybe be a part of that.
Well, I think it's a critical role. I think, you know, I've been involved in a Science Center movement for 20 years. I served as chair of the International Science Center Association and the equivalent of that association in Canada. And I've gotten to know a lot of leaders, a lot of organizations, and we all have an interest of broadening interest, understanding, and the ability to promote science as either a career in STEM, the opportunity to be more acceptive of science. And I think it's an important role of any science center institution to operate like that.
Has that become more difficult over the past couple of years as the idea of whether or not one even believes in science has become a more popular topic of conversation?
You know, I'd say there are a number of factors. One is, you know, the pandemic certainly has impacted how we engage with audiences and the role that we play. But at the same time, you know, the accessibility to information, you know, the very fact that we're doing this interview using new technology that I've never used before is a great example, right? The consumption of information has grown exponentially, will continue to grow, and how people access information is really important. And again, I think science centers have an important role to play to provide accurate information, timely information, relevant information, but information that's also engaging, that creates a value-added proposition so that people see a benefit, a need, and an interest in wanting to engage with the Science Center community and the Science Center world.
Do you see a place like the Arizona Science Center, or really any Science Center, as an opportunity to maybe introduce people to concepts that maybe they are not so much unfamiliar with, but maybe are skeptical of? Like, I guess, is there maybe a role for a place like the Arizona Science Center in terms of trying to teach people more about COVID and about viruses and about how they spread and about how one might be able to try to reduce the spread of viruses in a way that, you know, a PSA or, you know, getting something in the mail or hearing an athlete or a politician talk about it maybe doesn't have that same effect?
No, absolutely. And, you know, all these tools are really important. And again, I think science centers being seen as a place of strength, a place of quality, development of tools and programs and exhibits and experiences that really amplify the importance of communicating accurate science is really important.
So obviously, institutions in the arts and elsewhere all over the economy have been dealing with sort of unprecedented challenges over the last couple of years. I'm curious, in terms of the Science Center world generally, not specifically the Arizona Science Center, but, you know, given your contacts and your experience with, you know, sort of the umbrella organizations, how are science museums, science centers faring right now, given some of the limitations that they have to have and, you know, given some of the economic uncertainty that, you know, that all sorts of institutions are dealing with?
Well, it's, you know, that's a question that has, you know, many, many variables tied to it. It depends if a science center is operating primarily with earned income or if it has support from a government or, you know, a large partner. But for the most part, obviously, the pandemic has had an impact on not only science centers, but any cultural attraction that that relies on people coming in person. And at the same time, you know, the pandemic has motivated organizations to look at how they engage with audiences in a different way. For example, in many other science centers around the world have used, you know, a digital presence and a digital platform to be able to extend the reach so that while, you know, nothing can replace the importance of an in-person visit, the ability to engage with teachers, with students, with audiences remotely has been really important. And in fact, I think that's something that is here to stay, is especially if a science center has a reach that goes beyond a geographical region, the ability to increase accessibility, perhaps to those parts of the population that may not have an equitable access to the physical science center and the ability to connect virtually. In fact, I would argue makes our role and our work more important.
Guy LeBin is the incoming president and CEO of the Arizona Science Center. He officially takes over in March.